Today, we're going to talk about your core and making time to work out. Did you know that your core is the foundation for all of your body movements? If you build a house on a weak foundation, the building would not be strong or stable. In order for your body to perform and move properly, you must start with a strong core. Core conditioning or abdominal training has gained a lot of attention in recent years, but concentrating on the ab muscles alone is overrated when it comes to real core strength and conditioning. In reality, the abdominal muscles have very limited but specific actions. The core actually consists of many different muscles that stabilize the spine, the pelvis, and run the entire length of the torso. Your core conditioning routines need to target all of these muscles in this group to be effective. Remember, your core muscles are the foundation of your strength, and they will make it possible for you to stand upright and to move on 2 feet. The core muscles help control movements, transfer energy, shift your body weight, and allow you to move in any direction. They help you in your everyday activities and with any athletic performance. So, what muscles actually make up the core? The rectus abdominal, the pride of all ab muscles located on the front of the abdomen. This is the most well-known ab muscle and is often referred to as the six-pack. The erector spinae. These muscles run along your neck to your lower back. The multifidus. These muscles are located on the vertebral column and extend and rotate the spine. External obliques. Located on the side and the front of the abdomen. These muscles are located in the area known as the love handles. Internal obliques. Located under the external obliques running in the opposite direction. Transverse abdominis are located under the obliques. They are the deepest of the ab muscles and they wrap around the spine for protection and stability. Hip flexors, located on the front of the pelvis and upper thigh. When it comes to reducing back pain, core strength is the key. Weak and unbalanced core muscles are usually the cause of low back pain and contribute to sway back posture. Stronger balanced core muscles help maintain appropriate posture and reduce strain on the spine. Core strength is a must when it comes to athletic performance. All power movements are generated from the center of the body out and never from the limbs alone. The muscles of the trunk and torso stabilize the spine from the pelvis to the neck and shoulder. They also allow the transfer of power movements of the arms and legs. If you want to improve your golf or tennis game, you must improve your core strength. The biggest benefit of core training is to develop functional fitness that helps us in our daily lives with our regular activities. Strengthening the muscles of the core will not only help correct postural imbalances that lead to injuries, you will stand taller, and with that, it will help you appear more confident. Next, making time to work out. We all know that exercise is good for us for a number of reasons that you've heard me or other trainers talk about, or maybe you've read it in a magazine. Like most people, your life is very busy with all the stuff that we have to do. If you don't have an hour each day to work out, all is not lost. Remember this, exercise is cumulative. According to the Surgeon General, adults should get at least 150 minutes or 2.5 hours of exercise per week. Most people don't even come close to reaching this standard. The most common reason is what? You guessed it, a lack of time. So how do you find time in your busy schedule to get in a workout? Here are a few suggestions. Again, remember, exercise is cumulative like counting calories. If you don't have an hour to work out, try doing 10 to 15 minute workouts 2 to 3 times per day. This will add 20 to 45 minutes per day. Doing this 5 days a week will give you a total of 1 hour, 40 minutes to 3 hours, 45 minutes per week. Another way to find time is to hit the gym before going to work. It doesn't interfere with your work or your family. You can also try working out at lunchtime. It's a great alternative if working out early is absolutely not for you. Not only will you improve your energy for the rest of the day, you'll be more aware and less tired in the afternoon. If you are new to exercise, just try going for a brisk walk. Maybe start a lunchtime workout group. Being accountable to someone is a very motivational tool. Imagine how much the productivity level will improve in the afternoon if every employee exercised during their lunch period. Another suggestion is to find a fitness facility that offers a lunchtime class that will help keep you motivated and in the habit of working out. If there is no gym available, use whatever surroundings that might be useful. For example, a park bench can be used for doing modified push-ups, bench dips, or isolated lunges. The bottom line is you need to find time to work out, so use whatever time you have to get your workout done. Just find what works for you. This is Kevin Thomas with your weekly fitness trainer tip on KSER.